What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. Frank Sinatra died May 1998 at the age of 82 years old. 10 years before that, in May of 1988, then Larry King had a chance to interview Frank Sinatra.
Why are you here? Why did you come to this program? I mean, I'm glad you came.
No, because you asked me to come, and I haven't seen you in a long time to begin with. I thought we ought to get together and chat.
Simple decision.
Talk about, just talk about a lot of things. But we came to town because, obviously, for the Irving Berlin thing, which, by the way, was a big thrill and fun to do. He was a great man. I knew him for years.
Why don't you do more interviews?
Nobody invites me. I'm serious. I'm quite serious. We don't get many calls for me to sit down and chat and do it.
You don't get many calls? Do you think it's because they think you won't come?
Maybe. It's possible, you know. In some cases, I probably wouldn't do it because of either the person himself or herself or their attitude about things that maybe would rub me the wrong way. So I just stay away from that. But I like doing them. I think they're interesting. And it gives people the chance around the country, if they're interested at all, to find out what I'm doing, where I'm at, what I'm going to do.
And you also learn a lot about yourself, don't you?
Of course, too. Of course, because a good question can open up doors in my mind that I would never think of discussing with anybody. And it's important, actually, that the interviewer is a does homework and gets going instead of kind of dull, where we are born and so on and so forth and how tall is your old man.
But you also have to have an element of trust, don't you?
I think so.
That the person is sincerely interested in you.
Yeah, I think so. And, I don't mind questions that border on maybe a difficult way to answer because I try to find my way out of it if I can. If I can't, then I say, I don't think I can answer your question.
That was back in 1988 on Larry King's show. Mark Shaw back with us. Mark, there was a time that Frank was singing on New Year's Eve at the Copa Club in New York, and Kilgallen wrote in her column, the list of people who could not get in was bigger than those that were already there.
George, you're psychic. I have that quote here. I was just going to read it. Absolutely. And it's fascinating. Boy, that's a piece of history there with Larry King.
Yep.
Remember how he used to stretch across the table at the guest. I mean,
and look right at him. Yeah,
and you look right at him. I mean, we don't see a lot of that anymore. I mean, he really connected that way. It's amazing. That quote is amazing. She said, "The list of celebrities who can't get in to see Sinatra is almost more glittering than the roster of those who make it in. Latest victims of the velvet rope include Zsa Gabor, international playboy, I can't pronounce his name, and Marlon Brando." And then she says, this is what's fascinating about his relationship with John Kennedy, all right? So just before the election, she wrote, "Only a few months ago, Senator Jack Kennedy had the crying towel out because those columnists were linking him with Frank Sinatra, and the senator protested the association was unfair because he had only met him a few times in California. So last week, the Democratic candidate for the presidency was the guest of honor at a private little dinner given by Frank."
How about that? Yeah, they were very close.
Dumped him.
Yep, they were very close, and then Bobby, of course, jumped in and really destroyed Frank Sinatra's ego.
Yeah, I think it did. I think it embarrassed him because it had gotten out, like you said, that he had redone that home. And, you know, everybody wants to be important. I think that's something to remember. Frank liked to kind of be a mafia wannabe like Melvin Belli did, the attorney for Ruby. They liked to have people think that they, you know, were big shots with the mafia or whatever, even though they denied it at times. And, you know, an association with the President of the United States, I mean, that you're a friend, and I keep looking at that photograph of him sitting in his tuxedo with John Kennedy at the inauguration dinner. I mean, you know, that's a big deal. Frank Sinatra is one of the most famous people in the world, but, you know, the President, you know, that's big time, and boy, he could tell people, the president did this or called me or did that. All at once, the door was slammed, wasn't it?
Absolutely. Frank was married four times. His last marriage to Barbara Marx, who was married to one of the Marx brothers. And apparently, when Frank was dying at Cedars in Los Angeles, she didn't tell the kids about it, his kids. And they were very upset about that.
Well, that whole relationship with Frank Sinatra Jr. is interesting because, to me anyway, I've been doing some research for perhaps a future book on the psychological aspects of the Kennedy family. And the whole situation, too, with regard to the Sinatras come in there in the same sort of way. They were rather a dysfunctional family, really, like the Kennedys were. And, you know, when Frank Sinatra Jr. was kidnapped, remember that? Dorothy Kilgallen wrote articles about that in effect she really didn't believe that he was kidnapped.
A lot of people still don't.
And I have a column that that J. Edgar Hoover got a hold of, and on there it just says wrong story or wrong, you know, whatever. But I don't know an awful lot about that. What's the belief that they set it all up or whatever? Why would that have happened? Do you know?
To generate publicity for Frank Sinatra Jr.
Oh,
in order to get the world to go, hey, this kid, who is he? He must be important. He must be big.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. That's for sure. I didn't know that. But why wouldn't they have let people know that Frank was on his dying day? Barbara did not get along with was it Tina, the daughter,
and
Frank Jr.
and Nancy,
and Nancy,
Nancy Sinatra.
Wow.
Yep.
Well, those families had some issues. That's for sure. They weren't a jolly family. Maybe not even at Christmas. But you know, again, let's go back a bit to the fact of how did Frank Sinatra step into all these worlds that he did, especially the underworld. I have photographs in Collateral Damage of him with the Fischetti brothers, who were killers. I have them, you know, with a whole group of mafioso with his arm around them and all of that. He had women who hated him. He had the media who hated him. That whole story that Paul Anka, the singer, tells about Las Vegas was where apparently, somebody made a comment about Frank, and then he just beat the hell out of him and all of that. So there was that aspect to him and everything. He had an awful lot of enemies, and I've been trying to think how in the world you know, of the five people I just talked about, he's the only one that died of a natural cause. How he got away with that?
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
There was a story that Sinatra, when he was singing at the Sands Hotel, it was purchased by Howard Hughes.
Oh, yeah.
And they both liked Ava Gardner. And so there was a hatred amongst Hughes and Frank Sinatra. Anyways, Frank is down in the gambling room playing at the tables, and he calls for his marker. He said, you know, give me another $10,000 or whatever he wanted. Well, Howard Hughes cut him off and said, no more markers for Frank, and embarrassed Frank. And Frank says, what do you mean no markers? He said, I'm sorry, but Mr. Hughes said there was no markers. Frank gets into a fight with the pit boss, who knocks out Frank's two front teeth.
Oh, no.
Frank had to go to a dentist immediately and get two caps put in. Popped him right in the mouth.
Wow. Boy, your use of the word enigma is true. He was a chameleon in a lot of ways, you know. He somehow or another, and even his career, remember, wasn't there a time when he, you know, he had all that success and everything, and wasn't there a time, I'm not sure what the era was when it happened, when he fell out of favor for whatever reason and was depressive and was going to, I think I saw a headline where he was going to quit at one point, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's one of the reasons why that Paul Anka wrote the song My Way, because it was like his walking away papers. But there was a time Frank's career was going south, and he then did From Here to Eternity and got his Oscar for Best Supporting Actor and won.
He sure did.
And it changed his entire career. It exploded it all over again, and the guy never looked back.
You know, I was just thinking, see what you think of this. I wonder whether his affiliation or his whatever it might be, with those in the underworld, you know, and the knowledge that that was the situation, maybe that was his protection in some ways.
Because, I've been told that in the beginning of his career, it's some of those mobsters that kind of backed his career and pushed him.
I think that's right. So I would just wonder if there wasn't the, the feeling that you didn't mess. You know, I've told my story to you, and I won't do it again, about my Good Morning America, experience when I interviewed a Mafia Don's lawyer, and he said too much, and the next morning they blew up his car. I mean, you can't mess around with those guys.
No, not at all.
And in The Reporter Who Knew Too Much and Collateral Damage, you know, Dorothy's hairdressers are telling her, stay away from Ruby, stay away from this Marcello thing, stay away from the Mafia. because you can't mess around with those guys. And she was a blabbermouth and said she was going to, you know, crack the case wide open and all of that. And that's kind of what I think killed her. But, you know, I just wonder whether that appearance, let's call it, that Frank was connected, isn't that the word they used to use, connected, may have, you know, shied people away from going after him at one point because he had an awful lot of people who didn't care for him at all.
Didn't Frank Sinatra introduce Marilyn Monroe to the Kennedys?
Well, that's the other intersection that you have, yes, and especially in that book. I don't want to mention it too many times, but in Collateral Damage, that's the whole deal, because I had already investigated the JFK assassination, the 60 election, the Marcello situation, Dorothy being at the Ruby trial, interviewing Ruby like nobody else did, and then I looked into Dorothy's death, as you know, and all of that, so I was going to quit. But listeners, many of them from your program, kept asking me, is there a connection between Dorothy's death, Marilyn's death, and JFK's death, and I started looking into that. And so it was interesting because I started with the fact that, wait a minute, Dorothy didn't believe that Marilyn had committed suicide. She wrote a letter or a column about the fact that she was on the upswing. She had found a love interest that was more popular than Joe DiMaggio. And I went to look at Jack Kennedy, and it wasn't him because that affair was cut off. And then I got into Robert Kennedy. And that connected in many ways with problems with the autopsy that I looked at and everything, but it connected with the fact that, yes, again, here was Frank Sinatra right in the middle of everything, you know, because he introduced Jack Kennedy to Marilyn, and then when that love affair was cut off by Joe Kennedy, who didn't want headlines for John Kennedy running for president and running around with Marilyn Monroe, there came Bobby. And so in many ways, in my books, I've said that in some ways that, Frank Sinatra was an enabler because he basically set those relationships up. And then, as you know, I've proven that, in my book, Collateral Damage, that Bobby Kennedy was responsible for Marilyn's death when she said she was going to the media with, as talked about in that CIA document, where she was going to talk about the love affairs. She was going to talk about the matters of national security, including killing Fidel Castro and all of that. So Frank was right in the middle of all of that. And at the same time, you know, he had had a love affair with her. There's a photograph of him with her on the yacht. There's a photograph of him up at the Cal Neva Lodge in on the border of California and Nevada,
which he owned piece of at one time.
Exactly. And then you talk about loving a woman. Well, you know, he bought her a dog. And you might remember what the name of the dog was. It was Moth, the short for Mafia. So, you know, that's true love when you buy a woman a dog, I think. So he was very close with Marilyn. But what my research has shown, frankly, he may have really thrown a lot of those women around and everything, but I've found that he really did pay attention. You know, Marilyn was not a dumb blonde. I've humanized her and JFK and Dorothy in this latest book. And she was smart, and she, you know, she was a big reader. She read Ulysses, for God's sakes. I've never been able to read it. Yeah. She wrote poetry that's in the book.
She was just vulnerable, that's all.
And he gave her the respect she had. There's photographs of him listening to her and them talking. And you know who introduced them there and talked to him about the fact that Marilyn wasn't just, as she felt like the Kennedys thought, a piece of meat, that she was intelligent, and they had some intelligent conversations. I've got a photograph right here at Peter Lawford's beach house in Santa Monica, and when I get down there, I want to go out and look at it because it's still there. But who's in the photograph? There's the Lawfords, Peter Lawford and Pat, his wife. There's Frank Sinatra in the middle.
And Pat was one of the Kennedy sisters.
That's right. And then there's Marilyn, and then there's Shirley MacLaine. And, you know, it looks like Frank is paying attention to Marilyn, and so I have to give him credit for that because I don't know if he really loved her or not, but they were really good friends, and then, unfortunately, he introduced her into the nest of those Kennedys, and that ended up being, the reason why she died.
Didn't Sammy Davis Jr. at one point get quoted in a magazine, and they were very close with Frank Sinatra? But he said something that Frank didn't like, and Frank basically cut him off for a while, and poor Sammy went crazy.
Well, you know, that's why you talk about the enigma. I mean, if you watch him on stage and the way he was, and you hear about, like, even what he was doing with Marilyn, he raised a lot of money. He raised a lot of money for charities. You know, he had a kind streak to him, but I'm telling you, he had that same way of doing business as a mafioso did. You cross him. There's even a quote by his mother. If you cross Frank Sinatra, he will never forget it. Well, that's straight out of the mafia textbook.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.